Are you on dope?
Yes.
What kind?
Musical dope.
You get high?
Yes.
Off of what?
Music.
Are you on a trip or something?
Yes.
What kind of a trip?
Music.
How old are you?
I'm old in mind, but young in age.
Hey, my people, this is Brianna Marie, and you're listening to Soul Discovery, a home uniting sounds of the past, present, and future for the legacy of our music. Stay tuned.
This is Ruby Baker. You're listening to Mick O'Donnell at Soul Discovery.
And my heart I sing a song. A melody for all seasons. I'm weak, girl, but you make me strong. Everyone should have an angel, someone special just like you. When dark clouds arise and rain keep falling down, your smile keeps shining through. Magic is the feeling of your gentle touch. Time goes by so slowly when I'm feeling the love that I need so much. Angel, you're the sunshine of my life. Yeah. Sent from heaven above, blessing me with your
behind that fantastic song, Angel, David C, live on the phone. Hello, David.
Hello there.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I'm blessed, especially to be coming on your show this morning.
Does that bring some memories back?
It certainly does. Did you know I played drums on that thing?
No. Oh, that's a surprise. I'll bet there's not a lot of people know that one. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, and it still fills the floors in the UK. It's just
That's wonderful. That's a very nice thing to say.
That was your first one on High Tide on your own. Let's play one other record that we got you with, Night After Nine, which is another floor filler and a very collectible item when you moved on to Crown Limited Records.
Hey.
one of the outstanding soul records of all time, Night After Night from 1984, Crown Limited Records. David, still stands the test of time as well. Just amazing.
Night after night, I still miss you, baby.
Yes, and Jerry Weaver involved with that, with David Cameron, yes?
That's exactly right.
Amazing people to work with. What was that like at the time?
It was an experience, because Jerry Weaver was a very talented writer and conductor, composer, whatever you wanted to call him. He's a great guitar player. He played several instruments, and he worked, he was Aretha Franklin's band director, and it was just amazing working with him with all the things that he would come up with. And David Cameron was somewhere on the same line, because David is an excellent writer, and he played every instrument it is. I mean, he'd do strings and everything. And it was just an experience working with those guys back then. I just wished I had the talent to put along with it and the know-how during that time. And I've grown a lot since then.
Yes, I was going to say. But you actually found your vocals on this next track that I'm going to play. Amazing. Let's just play and we'll talk about it afterwards. It's the B-side, Tonight After Night.
Let's do it.
Hey, baby, this is too sudden. I don't understand.
When did you stop loving me? When was the first time you knew it was over?
Crown Limited Records, When Did You Start to Stop Loving Me? David, your vocals on that are amazing.
That's wonderful. I guess you can detect that I'm really enjoying this, man.
Yeah, it's... Yes, and Neil Hemphill, that was part of the production team on that. It's, there'll be one or two tracks that we'll play later on that are phenomenal with the Birmingham sound. But yeah. That must have been fantastic to put that onto vinyl.
Yes, it was. That's also David Cameron.
Yes, it was.
See how talented he is. He's very talented. I mean, everything he done was just phenomenal.
Okay, just a little bit of your background, about your history. You were born in Birmingham, Alabama, and I believe that you used to sing with your mum to Sam Cooke on the radio and in the gospel church, and that's where you learnt your vocal range. Is that true?
That's exactly right. I started at an early age, around 5 years old. I was going, that's far as I can remember.
Yeah.
My mom used to take me to church, rain, shine, sleet, or snow, and she enjoyed me singing. She'd have me standing there by myself in church singing, and it just pleased her so much till I just wanted to do anything to please my mom, so that's how I really started, listening to Sam Cooke on the radio.
Big influence on your life, yeah?
Oh, yeah, very big. Well, I would say everything in my life kind of stemmed from her upbringing of me from a child. Yeah, she was a very big influence because she did well. She always sing with us at night and stuff, and we enjoy just getting in a circle. All my brothers and sisters, we get in a circle and we just sing. So yes, it was very much influenced by my mom.
I'm gonna fiddle around and wait forever. I'm here to tell you right now, this won't do. Time waits for no one to make up their mind. If you're ever gonna give this love a chance, yeah, do it right now. Never listen to your friends. Oh, sometimes, baby, they'll lead you wrong. They'll try to tell you.
Oh. Crown Limited Records again, a Roscoe Robinson track. That was the B-side, Do It Right Now, to Who's Been Warming My Oven, David. Fantastic.
Yeah, I really love that song. Roscoe Robinson produced that song on me. He just wanted me to do that song over for him.
Just for him personally, yes.
Yeah, it was very personal with him, and it got to be personal with me also. I love the song. I love the way he done it.
And you didn't stay there very long at Crown Limited. You moved over to Magic City Records. What was the reason behind that?
Well, just some things, you know, when you're doing your career, you kind of like move here and there. It was kind of like a transition from there to Magic City Records. I think Neil Hemphill passed right after that rendition Do It Right Now. So that left that company kind of just faded away, and Magic City Records was coming up. A friend of mine was running Magic City Records by the name of John Ray, and that's when we started to record at Magic City Records with Born to Sing.
Caressed in ecstasy, girl, it's you and me all night long. Try to deny the feeling that you have way down inside. Hey, baby.
live on the phones with David C. David, you stepped up to a new level there, your vocal range, and you could hear the production. It got even stronger.
Yeah, that was the good old days. Everything started to change with Magic City Records. I think that's Robert Bucci May and I wrote that song.
That's correct. And there was one or two tracks that's on that album. The album was called An Ocean Apart.
Yes.
That got remixed three or four times. What was the reasoning behind that?
Well, that Ocean Apart was kind of written for the UK. At that time, we was doing that especially for the UK market. And we had several different mixes on it. We were never satisfied with the mixes on them, so we started to move them around. We went to L.A. and had it mixed there. We brought it from there and went up to Memphis, and a good friend of ours, Willie Mitchell, put his mix on it, and we just kept trying to make it better.
To your place, all you gotta do is say, okay, come on. All day long, I've been thinking about you, baby. Wanting to hold you in my arms and love.
You're definitely right about the UK market. That was specially made, but it was described in some of them soul magazine in the USA at the time. It was too soulful for the US market.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know where they get that terminology from. Music is music to me, so I don't really get that part of it, but...
But the vocal range, that's just one of the classic tracks of all time, that is. And it's a good way to wine and dine a woman when you're taking her out. Put that track on. And she
ain't no question.
She'll melt in your arms.
And, I hope so anyway.
Fantastic. I'll only be here one more night. David, fantastic. I can't describe that song. It just says it all. How did that track come about?
Oh, okay. Yes. You know, traveling on the road and being out all the time, you know, you kind of like have different kind of things you run into as far as different ladies and things like that, and you have feelings for some of them that you meet, and they want to get real serious, and you kind of like just say, hey, if you want to take a chance on that, it's okay, but I'll only be here one night, and I'll be leaving tomorrow early in the morning, and ain't no telling when I'll come back this way again. You know, so if you want to take a chance on that, it's okay. We'll go have some dinner or something. We'll eat and just see what goes on, you know. And
working with the Temptations, what was that like when they asked you to join the group?
It was quite an honor to be a part of such a phenomenal group. It was good that they asked me, but at the time I was kind of busy and tied up, and I had to leave home before I actually consummate the whole thing. But I kind of passed over that first offer, and then it came back around, and Eddie Kendricks came to me and asked me to be a part of the group with him, David Ruffin, and Dennis Edwards. And at that time, I was so honored just to be asked again, especially by such phenomenal voices. And I wanted to see how they really performed, and I had a lot of experience with that. But it was a great thing at the time, and that's how I managed to get with the guys.
Absolutely fantastic. And working with Eddie Kendricks and Dennis Edwards, and one of the greatest singers that ever hit the planet, lived on this planet, David Ruffin, it just must have been amazing.
Ain't no doubt, man. I learned so much from him. David was ever one of those guys had a different kind of personality. Mm. And all in each one of them could really do their thing the way they perceived it. And so I got a little from all three of them. And, man, I think that was a blessing that I had the chance to perform with those guys. I mean, David was a very intelligent person, man. He was nothing like some of the stories portray him. Eddie Kendricks was a whole nother kind of talent. I mean, he just mesmerized people in the audience. When he stepped before that mic, man, I'm telling you, they were spellbound. And Dennis Edwards, he come through like a freight train. I mean, he didn't know nothing but to stand. And but they told me some stories about Dennis would say sometime he'd be at home sleep, and somebody opened the refrigerator door, and the light come on, and he'd jump up and start singing. That was wild, awesome, man. When the light hit him, all he knew was to just start to sing. And it was quite an experience to be with those guys. Each one of them was a talent of their own.
Yeah, and they brought your vocalists in, and it must have been a fantastic honor to say that you were part of the Temptations because of your vocals. It's what an honor.
Ain't no question. I mean, I have grown a lot since just getting around those guys because there was a, I had raw, what you call raw talent, and just to be around them and see how they move and how they just express things, it taught me a lot on how to bring my music across and how to get the audience involved. You have to pull the audience into you, you know, and caress them. And I learned how to do those things with, you know, with just being around those guys.
But there was very early signs in your vocal career when you're at an early age of 71, when you're with Neil Hemphill at Birmingham, Alabama. This totally drew everybody in, and it got released last year, and it's on a vinyl at the moment. We'll talk more about it, but it's drawn everybody into your vocal range. It's amazing. Just get your ears around this. Found last year on the Birmingham Sound on the Rabbit Factory Records. It's just fantastic, David, your vocal range. Well, I'm sorry I keep going on about it, but to have a record like that in the can for so long and then find its way out, it's amazing.
Wow. I came in. Now, that was the very first recording I ever done. I mean, The flip side was the first, and this was the second cut. So, I mean, it was done at the same time, but that was my very first time in a studio.
Amazing. Absolutely. I knew, I'm using that word a lot today, but I don't know how to describe things. I've got a message from Alec to you.
Okay.
He's saying to me, thank you very much from him and Debbie. You've changed his life completely, and it's the best thing that's ever happened to him.
What a wonderful thing to say. Well, I love Alex and his fiance. I met them a while back through singing with the Temptations, and it's been a blessing to just know those guys. I mean, Alex is a phenomenal person. I'm sure you kind of gathered some of that from him.
I have, yes, and he's become a good friend with me, actually. So I'm looking forward to talk to him more in the future. David, moving on to your album, your recent album, When You Come Solo, Love Makes the World Go Round. It's fantastic to have you back. Is this going to be the start of some more projects?
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's doing very well here in the States. And I totally enjoyed doing this. This was produced by another great talent, Frederick Knight.
Mm,
if you ever, I know you know of him.
Yes, definitely.
But, We started doing this album 3-4 years ago, maybe 5, I don't know, but it was so much, just like I told you earlier, I was traveling with the group so much that I didn't really have time to do a whole lot of things. And we started this album 4 years ago, and we finally got it finished last year. And yeah, Everything just been clicking from that point on. It took the reason it was like that, we didn't want to put any kind of song on that album. And we had the first 4 songs, so we had to get the rest of them. We just picked the songs that we really liked and that we thought would be an enhancement to this particular CD. So it's been a long time coming, but it's finally here.
See the album Love Makes the World Go Round, and that track Stay in My Arms on Park Place Records. David, it's fantastic to have you back where you should be.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to just making some wonderful music in the future too. Stay in My Arms is one of my favorites too, so I'm right along with the UK on that one.
You've got good taste then, very good taste. David, what's the plans for the, because we're drawing fast to time, what's the plans for the next few months?
Well, I'm doing some dates off of this album now. I just come out of Portland, Oregon on that, so we're trying to arrange a Southeastern tour on it right now, and I'm still working with the Temptations, so it's kind of like a busy schedule. Hopefully I can find time for both within the whole schedule and to try and keep promoting and promoting that album and promoting good music. I'm an applicant of good music and, you know, good music without all the explicit language and stuff. I'm just different when it comes to music. I want to put good music out, but I don't want it to say all kind of different things. So my thing is to just keep trying to put together the best CDs I can and try to encourage the young kids to be more susceptible to the kind of music that they're doing, you know, and just kind of think about it before they put it out, because good music lasts.
Yeah, definitely. Lasts. Yes, totally so, agree. Is there anything you want to say to any of the people in the UK before we go?
Yes, just keep on listening to David C. and get the records and get with Mick and just try to get me over to the UK as quick as possible, because I want to get back over there and perform to all of them.
David C., thank you very much for your time, and I'm sure we'll cross paths very soon again.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, man. I can't start to tell you how much I enjoyed this whole thing, and I look forward to doing a lot of other things with you, Mick.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Thank you, David C., once again.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sweet. So don't you try to deny the feeling that you have way down inside. Hey, baby, love me down.
Come sunshine
and rock me, baby. Rock me, baby. Rock me, baby. The feeling that you